Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
5 backfield battles for you right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Will the Cowboys make the list? I don't know. Heath has a list that he is not telling me. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be on there. Heath was very dismissive of my idea of putting the Cowboys on the backfield battle list. So, Heath, go ahead, unveil your 5, starting, it doesn't matter the order. Give me the first one.
In no particular order, but the look I gave you was disgusted, not dismissive. The Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Falcons, the Texans, and the Seahawks. Chiefs, Dolphins, Falcons, Texans, and Seahawks are the 5 backfield battles. There's more, but those are the 5 I'll be watching.
Okay, which one is most important to you?
Well, the Chiefs are probably the most important because you know Andy Reid's history with running backs. We've been drafting off that for the last half a decade for some reason.
There's a great history with running backs there.
There has been before Clyde. In the past, especially in Philadelphia and when he had Kareem Hunt, a great history. And there's some 6-game stretches where other backs have had great runs in Kansas City. What we'd really like to hear or see is that Jerick McKinnon is not part of the backfield battle for the Chiefs, because I think Ronald Jones and Clyde Edwards-Helaire could coexist in that offense and be just fine, maybe even really good. But maybe Rojo comes in and just takes over the early downs role. Maybe Clyde just completely disperses of both and gets a chance to be a full-time back, and maybe McKinnon makes everything awful.
Okay, your best guess real quick?
My best guess is Rojo early and Clyde on passing downs.
Seahawks backfield.
It's Rashad Penny versus Kenneth Walker. And it sounds like Penny has the early edge. This may just be more of a battle of Rashad Penny versus his knees and ankles. And if he can stay healthy, then he gets to start the year as the early downs back. I think it will be a bit of a committee no matter what. My best guess, if everyone's healthy, is Penny with a 65-35 split on early downs and Walker doing more stuff on passing downs than Penny.
Dolphins, you said?
Ugh. is Raheem Mostert okay? Yeah, he'll be battling, I think, Sony Michel for the early downs role with Chase Edmonds locked in as the pass-catching running back and fighting for a bigger share of the running downs. Like, if Edmonds could somehow earn 10 carries a week or 10 to 12 carries a week, and he's averaged that in the past, but only because he had a couple of 20 or 25 carry games thrown in there. If he could consistently get 10 to 12 carries and be the passing downs back, he could be a number 2 back while sharing with one of these guys. I would guess Mostert's not ready, or Mostert's not himself, and it's Sony Michel on most early downs and Edmonds on most passing downs.
And you said Texans, Falcons were the other two?
Texans and Falcons are the other two. It's a couple of unheralded rookies in Tyler Algier and Damian Pierce fighting against some unheralded veterans. Cordarrelle Patterson, Rex Burkhead, Marlon Mack, Damian Williams. Who's not excited about these guys?
Yeah, that's my question. What do you think the chances are we actually get a number 2 running back out of either of these teams, Texans and Falcons?
35% that one of them produces a top 24 running back. Now, I think there's a chance that Pierce or Algier or Mack or Patterson has a stretch where they are a good or a number 2 running back. And I think that we're going to get some flex performances. The key in Atlanta will be how much is Patterson going to play in the backfield and how much is Patterson going to play as a wide receiver. I think what they would like to have happen is have Patterson be a wide receiver who is also their passing downs back and Algier is their early downs back. if that happens, then there could be some value for both. And then how quickly can Pierce beat out Marlon Beck?
All right. And finally, if the Cowboys are smart, they will have a backfield competition. I think they did themselves a disservice last year, riding with an injured Ezekiel Elliott instead of giving more carries to Pollard. And I wonder,
the reason
can that
I
factor
was
in?
Disgusted is because that Jerry Jones still runs that team, and Jerry Jones still loves Ezekiel Elliott. And they're talking about how he's in the best shape, not of his life, but he's running over 20 miles an hour. And you've talked about how Zeke was good before he got hurt last year.
He was, yeah.
And most importantly, he's like making $12 million this year and has a dead cap hit of $30 million. Even if they wanted to cut him next year, it'd cost him $12 million in dead money. They're going to do everything they can at the beginning of this season to hopefully get old Zeke back, because if he's not, they look like fools.
Okay. Sorry, jeez. That's it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. Thanks, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow.